Former President Bill Clinton is in a hospital in New York to undergo heart surgery. A statement from his office says he suffered mild chest pains and shortness of breath at home and went to Northern Westchester County Hospital yesterday. He had some tests. He went back home to spend the night, then went for further tests. The doctors told him that he needed coronary artery bypass surgery. Day-to-Day's Noah Adams spoke with an associate professor of cardiothoracic surgery at the University of Southern California here in Los Angeles. He is Dr. Robin Cohen.
Dr. Cohen, here in this situation with former President Clinton, he complains of the chest pains and shortness of breath. How do the doctors on the other side of the continent decide that he actually needs coronary bypass surgery? What are the next steps there?
Well, the next step after determining his symptoms are basically to do a coronary angiogram, which has been done. And that's basically an X-ray, which will show the blockages in the coronary artery, basically provides a roadmap to tell you what kind of procedure should be done next.
And how do you decide whether to do the bypass as opposed to an angioplasty, which is less invasive, or putting in a stent?
Bypass surgery is commonly reserved now for patients who have several blockages or coronary disease, which is too extensive to be approached by stent technology.
And how common is a coronary bypass now?
It continues to be extremely common. It's being performed thousands of times nationally every day.
And the information that President Clinton spent the night at home last night and the surgery is scheduled for tomorrow, would that indicate that his is a more or less severe case?
Well, I think that it makes it more of an elective operation, which means that, you know, he's very stable and is in an excellent situation to have a quite good outcome.
And what would be the risk? What do you tell somebody's family in a situation like this?
Well, in general, the risk of a first-time semi-elective coronary operation, the risk of mortality is in the 1-2% range.
1-2%?
Yes.
And the recovery time would be, how long would he be in the hospital?
He'll probably be in the hospital for 5 days, and the recovery time is a month to 6 weeks.
Spending time at home, taking it easy.
Yeah, but he'll be quite active at home, walking a little bit more every day. Basically 6 weeks to get back to a normal lifestyle.
And his life will change how in the time after recuperation and he gets back to work?
Well, I think the point of the operation will be to get him back to a normal lifestyle, and I think that he can look forward to that. Obviously, he knows now that he needs to pay more attention to the risk factors for coronary disease, being his weight and his diet and his exercise. But he should get back to a normal lifestyle in a short period of time.
Would you say to him, if he were across your desk, he walks in with these symptoms, would you say you're lucky to have found out this way?
He probably doesn't feel very lucky right now, but I would say yes. I mean, a significant number of people have heart attacks that can be quite serious without ever having known they had heart disease. So, you know, I'm sure that he is relieved that he knows what he has and what was causing his chest pain, and it'll be taken care of expeditiously with an excellent prognosis.
It said that he talked to his mother-in-law out in Arkansas and that he was in quite good spirits and a good mood about this.
I'm sure he is. He's a tough guy.
Dr. Robin Cohen of the USC University Hospital in Los Angeles, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
That interview by our day-to-day colleague, Noah Adams.